more importantly, I guess, for residents of Berwick, there's another election.
That's right. We'd indeed like to make listeners living in the city of Berwick aware that in August there will be council elections. This year, council has adopted new ward boundaries, and this means that the old wards of Doveton, Hallam, Narre Warren and Berwick no longer exist. They are now replaced with the new wards, which are named West, North, Centre and East. Council has been advertising in the local press recently in order that residents may be aware of the new ward boundaries so that they may know in which area they will be required to vote on the 1st of August 1987. The fact that the new ward boundaries have been adopted means that all of the present councillors will go out of office and the elections will result in the appointment of 12 councillors to represent the new wards. Nominations for the council close at 4 o'clock on Monday the 13th of July 1987 and present indications are that there may be quite a number of candidates for each ward. We should highlight the fact that the state government has decreed that voting for municipal elections in Victoria is compulsory and therefore council will be advertising the elections in the local press as well as forwarding out to each premises in the city a magazine which will provide information regarding the location of polling booths, statements from candidates and maps indicating the new ward boundaries. So that's a date for your diary, Saturday the 1st of August for Berwick Council elections. For those not living in the city of Berwick, the 1st of August date is just as important because if annual elections are required in other municipalities, they will also be held on this day. One of Council's newest services to the elderly and disabled is a home maintenance service. The city of Berwick has recently employed a home maintenance officer, Ken Bain, to assist elderly people and people with disabilities to keep their homes in a safe and secure condition. Ken is able to assist with tasks which are usually not within the scope of Council's Home Help Service and do not require the services of a registered tradesperson. Some of the tasks Ken can do are keeping pathways and driveways clear of obstructions, minor carpentry repairs such as mending broken latches and door handles, flywire screens, furniture etc., outside window cleaning, cleaning and minor repairs to guttering and spouting, replacement of tap washers, replacement of light globes, all those sort of things. And this service has been funded with cooperation between the Commonwealth and state governments and also the City of Berwick through the Home and Community Care Program. People using the service are expected to contribute towards the cost of the service, but of course the cost will be according to the ability to pay. If you think that you qualify for requesting Ken's help and would like more information on the service, please call Council's Community Services Department on 705 5200. That number again is 705 5200. I'm now going to play a track called Slice of Heaven from Dave Dobbins with the Herbs.
That's the bottom line.
Well, that was Jave Dobbin with Herbs and Slice of Heaven. Ron, I believe, has got some interesting facts and figures that he wants to expound upon us, so I'll hand you over to Ron for the moment.
That's very good, Louise. Actually, when they have a City of Berwick Trivial Pursuit, you'll be able to memorise all these and you'll probably do quite well.
Thanks, and Ron.
Apart from the little-known fact that John McCaffrey uses the home help man for painting his lawn or something, these are all quite interesting.
These are real facts, though, aren't they, Ron? I mean, things that actually exist
He's
within
my
the
wife
city.
In what, disguise.
The home maintenance man at John McCaffrey's place and his wife, which is very good. Did you know, Louise, that the City of Berwick owns a 30-hectare hole in the ground adjacent to the Berwick Township, which will be turned into a beautiful botanic park? The first stage of the Wilson Botanic Park will be opened in October 1988. And incidentally, all you listeners who listened last time when we were called Market City Radio, who were going to donate trees from your backyards to me, no one's rung up, so that's probably the Wilson.